Now, at this time over recent weeks, we've been checking in with Nature Glenelg Trust, because you would be aware they're trying to raise money to purchase a block of land near Mount Burr and return it into a wetland. Well, Mark Backman, who's a manager with Nature Glenelg Trust, is back to give us an update. Hello and welcome back. Good to see you.
Good morning. It's nice to be with you again.
So we're a few weeks in.
We are.
How are things going fundraising-wise?
Look, pretty well. The last week we've leaped ahead thanks to one particular individual who donated $20,000 in the last week, which is amazing. So in the last week we actually doubled our tally. We're up to, as of this morning when I checked, we're up to about 46,000 raised, which is obviously an amazing amount of money. We're still a fair way off our target, but people who get our newsletter update will be aware that I've been communicating the fact that we do have a backup plan that we're putting in place to make sure that if there is a shortfall at settlement, that after all this effort and 4.5 years later, that we don't fall over as a result of being a little way short, because people might recall we've already raised over 90% of the funds required to purchase the site through partnerships we have in place with the Native Vegetation Council and 141 Plantations. So this is the last bit, and having come this close, we're not going to let it slip through our fingers.
No.
But having said that, we'd obviously really, from the point of view of going ahead with the restoration work, we'd rather not be in debt at settlement, because if we do have a loan to pay off, then it will delay when we can start restoration work. So so it's, a week and a half to go till settlement. It's crunch time, and if people are out there sitting on the fence, we'd love them to get behind it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a huge donation, which is fantastic. Obviously, not everyone's going to be able to kick in that amount. Is anything welcome?
Anything is welcome. The majority of people, are putting in the sort of 50, 100, 200 to 500 range. That's the sort of amounts that, and look, even less, some people who aren't in a position to, $10, $15, $20, whatever people can afford is welcome. It all adds up. And it's a dollar, every dollar is a dollar we don't have to repay the bank after settlement and delay the restoration work. So I don't want to put anyone off if they think, I'm not a big ticket donor. Mm-hmm. So everyone's welcome to chip in.
So that was one big donation, but it's not the only significant one you've had.
No, look, right at the beginning of the campaign, really fortunate that someone I've known for many years, actually, James Darling, who's a respected land manager. He owns some fantastic property up near Gum Lagoon Conservation Park. So he's an environmental manager. He's a sustainable farmer. He's also an artist. People may have heard James. He's travelled the world and parts of Australia installing his very famous Mallee Root installations. And we've talked for many years about wetlands, and so we were just really rapt that within the first week, someone like James got on board with a really significant donation of $10,000. And I'm also really grateful, obviously, that James was willing to join us today to introduce himself and his reasons for getting behind the project. So I'm not sure if you're out there, James, but it'd be great to hear from you.
Morning, Mark. Yes, I definitely am here. What I'd like to say is that I've been living and farming in the southeast for 40 years, and this is the first opportunity for generous community members and dedicated philanthropists to make a significant donation to the long-term environmental benefits of the southeast region. So I consider the Mount Burr Swamp Restoration Project a unique opportunity for those of us who give credence to public benefits of environmental rejuvenation to participate in a project that goes to the heart of reclaiming wetlands, the wetlands heritage values of the southeast.
James, good morning. It's Selena Green here. Great to have you with us. As Mark mentioned, you were one of the very first people to make a contribution to this fundraising campaign. So when you first heard about it, obviously it was something that there was no doubt in your mind you wanted to be part of?
Well, I understood that Mark has been working on this for more than four years. And I've been a follower of Nature Glenelg Trust for many years. I consider it has a proven track record. It's a small, independent, science-based organisation with runs on the board, a strong volunteer base, and ability to inspire. fire. So I had I just thought it was a brilliant opportunity to help and kick the whole Mount Burr Swamp Restoration Project off in the best way possible.
So, James, the idea of taking a piece of farming land or a piece of land and returning it into a wetland, why is that something in particular that you are quite obviously passionate and supportive of?
Well, we've lost so much in the southeast over many years. And Mount Burr Swamp is adjacent to the Marshes Wetland Reserve. It will add another 300 hectares, 750 acres to that significant area. There are no detrimental impacts on farmland or anything else around it. So I consider this was a chance to show some leadership to restore significant wetland habitat that assists with the preservation of threatened and endangered flora and fauna.
Yeah, look, James actually makes a really good point about the site, and one of the things we look for when we're identifying properties, you know, to work with, and this also goes for when we're working with private landholders who might be interested in restoring a wetland, is can we do the work to return a defined area without it disadvantaging other people around the, you know, the adjacent landholders in that landscape. And we have the downside in lots of the southeast, particularly the mid and upper southeast, that it's so flat that you can't actually restore wetlands on one property without it impacting, in some cases, dozens of other landowners. But one of the things that stands out about this Mount Burr Swamp property is that the impact when we restore the wetlands can be retained entirely on the property, which means that no one next door will be disadvantaged. And we also have the advantage that it's at the top of a catchment, so once we regulate the drains out there, we're in the best position to catch water in that part of the catchment without impacting anyone else who would be disadvantaged. So it does mean that if people are thinking, oh, gee, there's a lot of water around the landscape at the moment, is this a good thing? Will it disadvantage anyone? The answer is a 100%, you know, not to worry. We've identified the site very carefully.
So, James, as a contributor to this project, what's your, I guess, vision of how this will all come together and what it might look like and what benefits it will bring at the end?
Well, I think that's really a question for the ecologists and Mark rather than me. I'm not going to be telling them what it's going to look like. They've, as I said, got runs on the board. They've done this before. Wetlands have the peculiar characteristic of being able to be restored in quite a short time, and I think that in previous programs there was a sense that wetlands could be restored within a matter of a number of years, whereas, let's say, restoring a red gum woodland would take an extended period of time. So what I'm looking at really is the thinking that this is a pioneering project whose success can act as a foundation for further projects that create a benefit for future generations and offer the opportunity to enjoy and appreciate the distinctive wetland characteristics of the southeast region.
That's exactly right. And I guess the thing that I'm happy to also share with listeners today is that we've just put out the date for when people will be able to actually come and see the site after settlement, which will be Sunday the 9th of October. And more information will be made available on our website in relation to that. But in terms of where this site is, I guess the exciting thing for local people is that if they get behind this, this is something they'll be able to follow and come and see on a weekend. You know, it's not a campaign that's being run to protect something in another state or in another part of the world. This is in our backyard. So for local people, a really unique opportunity to get behind something of this nature.
Well, James, it was great to speak to you this morning. Thanks for making time to have a chat with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.